Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to H-Town Wheelhouse Podcast, an Astros podcast for Astros baseball. Tonight I'm going to be joined by my son, Samuel Chancy, as we discuss the Astros' previous success in the ALDS, Gerrit Cole going in Game 3, and what Samuel thinks about the Astros' chances taking the series and ultimately the World Series title for 2019. Stay tuned. We'll be back next. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the H-Town Wheelhouse Show. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. Tonight I'm joined by my son, Samuel Chancy. Samuel, say hi.
Hello.
You know, Samuel's here with me tonight. He's here for two reasons. One, I wanted to have him on the podcast. He's an avid Astros fan like I am. I raise my kids right. And also, we're having some major technical difficulties with this app. Anchor's usually dependable. Corey Hightower, who was going to join us, we're not able to connect for whatever reason. So hopefully we can get that worked out, and I can bring him on in another segment later on. But I figured it'd be fun to have my son on here. He actually has some experience interviewing some players this year. This summer, Samuel, you got to interview some Round Rock Express players, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and it was actually very fun.
Yeah, so were you nervous going into that?
A little bit, but not as much, because I've met players before.
Okay, so Samuel is a seasoned veteran. What are a couple of the current Astros that you've actually met in the past that are on this ALCS roster?
George Springer, I've met Altuve, I've met Jake Mariznick, I've met Josh Reddick, and I think I've met Alex Bregman.
Very cool. Now, Samuel, you and I had a chance to attend Game 2 of the ALDS. Who was the pitcher that game?
Gerrit Cole.
How many strikeouts did he have?
I think it was 15.
15 strikeouts. Now, was that not one of the most amazing performances you've ever seen?
Yes, he did really, really good.
So going into the ALCS, did you picture the Astros losing 7-0 in Game 1?
No, not really. I kind of knew that they were going to win the first one.
No, so they won Game 2.
Oh, I thought they were talking about ALDS.
Got to edit that out.
Okay.
It's okay. Wait about 5 seconds. Okay. 3, 2. All right, Samuel, when they got to the ALCS versus the Yankees, did you think that they would win the first two games?
After the fifth or sixth inning of the first game, I knew they were probably going to lose. But the second game, they were tied. They tied most of the game. It was a pitcher's duel. They wouldn't let anybody score, but I had no idea who would win that second game.
But before Game 1, didn't you think that since the Astros had home field advantage, even though Zach Greinke was pitching, that in Houston we pretty much felt like the Astros were going to go up 2-0, right, on the Yankees?
Yeah.
Who in the Yankees lineup do you think poses the biggest danger to our pitchers?
I think Aaron Judge and DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah, they've been phenomenal all year. You know, really top to bottom, their lineup is a lot like ours. It's really powerful. So the Astros are playing at Yankee Stadium tomorrow, Game 3. It's a 4:00 start, and Gerrit Cole is pitching. How many runs do you think the Astros need to score for them to secure a win? Because they only scored 3 runs last night and they won 3-2. How many runs do you think they have to have in order for them to be guaranteed a win in Game 3?
At least 4, 5, or 6, I think. Somewhere above four would be really good, but I mean, we just got to go with what we got. We got to keep on pushing through and get as many runs as we can.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to jump on their pitchers early, right? So, do you think Garrett Cole will give up any runs?
He might make a couple mistakes, like get a couple hits off him or make a couple or walk a couple people, but I don't think he's going to give up that many runs, like maybe one or two.
Because he's going on 11 consecutive starts with 10 strikeouts or more. And that's pretty impressive. Sammy, I saw a quote today from the Yankees manager, Boone, and he said today that he's throwing as good as anybody. He's locked in, and he's throwing as good as anybody. And Garrett Cole's never pitched in a situation like this in Yankee Stadium. So for him, it's kind of a new thing. Do you think that will work to his advantage because he doesn't know what to expect with the Yankee crowd, or do you think it will give him a disadvantage because of lack of experience pitching in this tough ballpark?
I think that he just might have to pull through, and he just has to work his hardest to do his best on the new stadium.
So do you think he has a higher percent chance of doing well than he does not doing well?
I think the Astro Stadium is pretty loud, so I think he does well in loud stadiums. I think he can keep it under control, so I think he has a high percent chance of not giving up any runs in the first couple innings.
Okay, cool. Now, one of the things that people have talked about is the Astros' lack of offense. And you and I know in baseball and growing up, coaching your baseball teams, we've had teams that have had great offenses, right? And offenses that don't produce. And what happens when your offense doesn't produce? Can you win a lot of games?
No, because offense is really important. In my opinion, defense is more important, but if you're down by 3 or 4 runs and you need to score, then offense in that situation is more important. There's situations where offense can be more important and defense can be more important.
Exactly. Like, you can't just win
with offense.
You can't, yeah. Because if your pitcher's giving up 8 runs, but you're scoring 8 runs, then it's still tied 8-8, right? So going into Game 3, Garrett Cole's pitching. He had 25 strikeouts in 2 games in the ALDS. How many strikeouts do you think he'll compile tomorrow against the New York Yankees? Just guess.
In that game, I'm thinking he's going to get about 10, 11, 12, maybe.
Between 10 and 12 strikeouts? Okay. So you think Garrett Cole's going to get 10 or 12 strikeouts. Do you think it works to the Astros' advantage that Luis Severino, who's pitching tomorrow, his only other playoff game, he only pitched 4 innings. And he's just coming off being injured. Do you think the Astros will take advantage of him being hot or cold? Do you think they'll jump on him early?
I think with how good the top of the lineup is, they might score a couple runs in the first inning. With Carlos Correa's average against Luis
Severino
being 667, I think he has a high chance of hitting a home run, a single, a triple, a double, and the top of the lineup, Jose Altuve having an average of 400.
Yeah, so we do have a couple hitters. We don't have many hitters that have really seen him that much,
Yeah. But
we do have two of our key hitters. Question. George Springer hit his first home run of the postseason. Mm-hmm. In 2017, he didn't start hitting really until late in the postseason. Do you think yesterday's game with the Springer home run turns his bat around? Do you think he has a possibility to lead off with a home run tomorrow in Yankee Stadium? Because he has 11 postseason leadoff home runs right now.
I hope that he's going to lead off with a home run, but we can't think that the whole time. So all we need is like a single or a double to get him on base, and then with all our other power hitters, get them on base too, so then it can keep the runs going.
Okay, so you're more concerned about just getting on base, yeah, putting pressure on the pitcher.
Yeah, like playing it safe.
Forcing him to make pitches. Okay. So that pretty much, you know, covers really game three. Now, I want you to make a score prediction. The first game, Yankees won 7-0. Mm-hmm. Second game, the Astros won 3-2. Now, the Astros offense has been sputtering, but with ending the game on a home run, Carlos Correa providing all the offense yesterday, they scored their first run. Well, all of it but one run. They scored the first run on his double. Altuve scored. So basically, two of the three runs were Correa. What do you think the score will be since Cole's pitching? The Yankees pitcher Severino probably won't go long. They'll have to go back to their bullpen, which has been pretty dangerous against the Astros. What do you think the final score is, and who do you think wins game three?
Well, you kind of got to look at the scores from the first two games. The first game, the Yankees won by a lot of runs. The second game, the Astros barely won.
Okay.
So
considering the pitching matchup, the offense, maybe let's say the Astros are turning around. What do you predict game three score to be?
Since Garrett Cole's pitching, I think the Astros might win like 4-2 maybe.
4-2.
I'm saying 4-2, or my second guess would be like 7-3.
Okay, so you think they win by a real close margin, or they win by several runs?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like your predictions. I'm sure AJ Hinch and the Houston Astros would like those predictions too, and I think they'd take them any day of the week. And you know, one of the things that you need to know about Sammy is because we are real involved with baseball and stuff around here. He's very privy to what's going on, and so although he may have picked the Astros in both those scenarios, he knows that there's a high possibility of it being a close game because he knows when we have an opponent like the Yankees that they are to be respected.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, Sammy, what do you think about this? A lot of people in the Major League world are saying that the Astros versus the Yankees is really kind of like the actual World Series because it's the two best teams. What do you think about that?
You think that's
accurate?
Yes, but no. Like, I'm in the middle. Like, the Yankees and the Astros, they're two, like, phenomenal teams.
Now, remember, the Astros won 107, the Yankees won 106. Okay, so...
And that's a one-game difference, so... I'm saying... this would be the, like, technical World Series. Yeah, I'm pretty on.
Actually, I'm sorry. I misquoted. The Yankees won 103 games. I said 106. That was actually, I believe, the Los Angeles Dodgers won 106. So you got two powerhouse teams, okay? In the National League, you have St. Louis, and then you have the Nationals. Neither one of them won 100 games, but they're both in it, and the Nationals are just making mincemeat of the Cardinals right now. They're up 4-0, last I checked. So do you think the winner of this series, whether it's the Astros or the Yankees, hopefully it's the Astros, do you think either one of these teams, whoever wins, they will be the eventual world champion this year?
Well...
In other words, do you think if the Cardinals surprise us and come back, which is going to be very hard to climb out of a 3-0 hole or an 0-3 hole, well, let's just say the Nationals sweep them. Do you think even if the Nationals sweep them, do you think that makes them stronger, or do you think it doesn't matter because whoever comes out of the AL is definitely going to win?
I think that it's going to make them a little stronger because St. Louis is a good team, but... I think if we win against the Yankees, which is one of the best teams, and we've had a hard time, like a really hard time with them in the past, I think they're going to come out stronger. We're going to come out stronger.
Okay.
If we beat the Yankees.
So, if the Astros win, you think if they win this, they can beat the Yankees, that they all but just have to win the four games to be the world champs again?
Yes.
Okay. So, what's it been like growing up in your lifetime? Because really, I mean, you do remember when you were younger, though, when the Astros were bad, right?
Uh-huh.
You remember they weren't very good, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And so you haven't just seen them as winning. Is it so much more cool to be a fan when your team is on the up and up? When your team is better? You know what I'm saying? Is it? But do you still feel like you need to cheer for them even when they're down?
I mean, you should always cheer for a team when they're down, even if they're the worst team or the best of the best.
Okay, I like that. So you've got a real loyalty. So no matter where the Astros are in the baseball world, they fall off the face of the earth in 5 years and they're back to losing 100 games, you're good, right? You're still an Astros fan. That, folks, is a real baseball fan. You know, we have a lot of bandwagoners. And so right now, just a quick update. And, of course, I know this is going up tomorrow. But as we talk and as we wrap up this interview, it's 7-0 in the sixth inning Nationals. Or, as they've been called, Walgreens. Walgreens is beating the St. Louis Cardinals 7-0 and threatening to go up 3-0. Which would seem to be insurmountable for the Cardinals to come back in a disappointing showing for them with all the promise they've shown getting hot late in the season. Sammy, do you have any final thoughts?
Honestly, I think tomorrow that the Astros and the Astros have a power lineup. They have a good infield. All they need to do is get a clean slate with their infield, just start fresh, and maybe Hinch will change some things around to make it better. Maybe he'll change some things around the defense. Maybe we'll shift differently whenever different batters are up.
Or maybe the lineup. Maybe he'll move guys in the lineup, right? Maybe he'll move Correa up, move some guys down, put a couple good bats in between Alvarez to give him some better pitches. So last thought. Yordan Alvarez came into this. You know, everybody says he's going to be Rookie of the Year, and he had a decent ALDS. You know, he hit above 300, but he hasn't done too well in his first two games. Do you think that's to be expected because he's so young, because he's a rookie? And do you think he's going to continue to do that, or do you think he'll eventually start? I mean, he's got the shortest right field at Yankee Stadium. Do you think there's a possibility he gets a home run like he did in the regular season against the Yankees?
Well, it's weird. It seems that players, like rookies, it's almost like every year when a rookie joins the team, they're going to be all top prospects. And it's been like that for almost every single rookie on the Astros, except Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman, he started out, like you saw him, he didn't start out very well. He was in a slump, he didn't have any hits, and his first hit he got was a home run, and he kept on rolling and rolling, and he joined in 2017, right?
Yeah.
And he helped them in the ALDS and the ALCS to win the World Series. So I think that Yordan will, I think he'll start getting better as we go on through the series.
Yeah, so he actually came up in 16, mm-hmm. but 17 was like his
good year.
Was his first full season. Yeah, it was his first full season, but that's when he really started contributing. Well, good deal. Well, hey, Samuel, thanks for joining the H-Town Wheelhouse podcast. I appreciate you. And folks, please let us know, leave some comments. Let us know what you thought about Samuel. Tell us if you want him back on. I definitely want to have him back on. I think he's a great interview. Of course, I'm a little partial. So for H-Town Wheelhouse and Samuel Chansey, we're going to call it a night.
Goodbye.
All right, and go Astros.
Go Astros.